Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to a live episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
We did it.
Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
Your mic isn't
on. Is my
on.
Mic on?
There we go. Classic Vicky. Yeah. Hey. It's me, Emily Tressiter.
This is what happens when I don't do the tech.
All right, let's calm down. I mean, it'd be way worse if I did the tech, so that makes sense. Vicky, I'm very excited. This week we have two wonderful guests.
True.
Everyone here for the live, are we excited for these two lovely guests?
You don't know who they are, but clap anyway. Yeah.
You know, if we chose them, they've got to be good. All right, guys.
They definitely weren't last-minute replacements. They definitely both knew that they were on today.
We didn't text them. I was in Brisbane mere hours ago, let's be honest. So this has been a real bloody fun time. Guys, are you ready for us to introduce our first guest?
Woo! Yeah.
All right, guys, I need you to put your hands together. Go absolutely wild for the brilliant Pat McCaffrey.
Woo!
It's an honour to have you, Pat. Thank you so much for being
here. Now, hi, Pat, what were you doing at 1 p.m. today?
What was I doing at 1 p.m. today?
Yeah.
I was trying to catch up on sleep.
Yep. And then what happened?
And then I checked my phone.
Yep.
And there was a message from you being like, oh, still good for three? And I was like, sure, what?
But, you know.
I didn't have that in my phone. Oh, no.
It's fine. That's what happens when Emily books things.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is really... I'm literally up here sweating alcohol. I don't need this in my life. You know what I mean? The animosity. You know what I think we should do? We should bring on our second fantastic guest. So please, bring some claps up, add some wooing, go wild for the fantastic Tim Clark.
Woo!
The one and only.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I just got in from Brisbane and boy are my arms tired. I've had this in my calendar for weeks now. We've had to rearrange this.
I was going to say, you were booked for the first one that we had to cancel.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, please let me do another one. I have to do one.
Doesn't sound like me, but still.
was it kind of embarrassing? Was he begging?
Yeah, he was begging. On his knees.
Yeah. Yeah, just got to ask for gigs sometimes.
Got to always be hustling, baby.
Hustle and flow.
Well, thank you both for being here. I for one, am very thankful. I don't know about Vicky. She's just sassy, as always. Guys, I want to bring to everyone's attention two facts. I did say I had just flown into Brisbane and boy are my arms sore.
It's a good bit. It's a good bit.
That's champagne comedy right there.
Yeah, good
I
bit,
really
man.
Hope that my disapproval nod, like shake of the head, comes through in the audio.
Nah, it won't.
Otherwise, just a sweet little treat for you guys.
because I was actually in Brisbane last night hosting my cousin's wedding.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Love isn't real. Fuck that. Yeah.
One single clap.
Yeah. One fan of love in tonight. All right.
It was awful. Not the wedding. That was fine, I guess. The ceremony was fine. The actual reception, I don't know if you know this. Have either or any of you emceed a wedding?
No.
No.
I would always say no to that.
Yeah, and I should have as well, because the thing is, weddings are good because the alcohol is free and you get to drink it, right? Yeah. But when you're emceeing, you're the one that's like controlling the time and all of the shit that's going on in the wedding, the reception. I was treating it like a show though. I was like, you need to be here. You're the second, like, I'll bring you up to this song. Let's go. Like, really.
All right, guys, clap your hands together. Welcome to the stage. Your next act, The Brother.
Yeah. Honestly, I found myself saying some weird shit, and I was like, this is not what I should be saying.
Were you just at the back of the room lighting them during the vows? Yes. They were going on a bit long.
I'm like, father of the bride, get the fuck off the stage. Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Groom.
Fuck, I could have used you, hey.
Nah, I think it would have been worse.
I was like trying to come up with wedding jokes earlier.
You've had so many weeks to prepare for this, months even.
I'm also in the middle of Comedy Festival. I think we should all be aware of that.
Yeah, but like you've known about it. How long have you known about it for?
Did you get a text at 1 p.m. yesterday?
So yeah.
Are you fine to come up to Brisbane today? Hell yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. I have had a lot of preparation time.
Yeah.
But what I did is just Google good MC jokes.
God damn. You're a professional comedian.
Turns out they are all bad. Like, most of them are really, really bad. So I didn't use any of those. But, I mean, I'm just going to keep them. Maybe next year's show.
You could do, like, a character piece. Like, Stuart Dolman has done his funeral. You could do your wedding and just MC your own wedding.
Or I could actually get married.
Your boyfriend's not here.
Controversial. Yeah, he's not here today. He's like, we're broken up. Fuck. Actually, this is quite a funny story, or maybe it's exceptionally sad. They had a photo booth.
Did you open the wedding with that same phrase?
This could be super fun or actually really hurtful. They had a photo booth at this wedding, and you could go in there and have props and stuff. And one of the props was like, hello, I'm, and it would say like gorgeous or awesome or like whatever, married, whatever. Yeah.
God,
and
they were the three.
Yeah.
There was more options, and there was like little mustaches and like lips and like different colored sunglasses. I was all about it. I did so many photos.
Yeah, we saw.
Yeah.
Lots. You put them all over social media.
I mean, content is content, baby. and one of them said, hello, I'm single. And I went into the photo booth with my boyfriend, and he had like a flip one. And so in one of the three photos, he's just holding up, hello, I'm single.
Great.
And it was a horrible way to be broken up with.
I've been in one of those where it has the digital printout afterwards where it says, hello, I'm, and then you can select what it is. But when I did it, the computer was acting up. Mm. So all of them came out for everyone. Hello, I'm not applicable. Great wedding.
Yeah.
I like that way more.
Mm.
That feels right to me.
Sorry, I should have prefaced it by saying that joke could have gone either way. It could have been very entertaining, could have been very sad. Sorry if you are not applicable in this audience.
I am always not applicable. So have you done any fucked things? Like fucked
gigs? Any fucked things in your entire life?
Just tell me. Fucked things you've done, Tim. No. Have you done any fucked gigs? You said you'd never emceed a wedding.
Never emceed a wedding.
Because you're smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get invited to weddings.
Okay, well, also that. You have
I did
no
go
friends.
To a wedding recently. And, did you? Lismore.
Okay.
Country Victoria. Yeah.
Yeah. Tim's like girlfriend is in the crowd being very loud.
It's called being a great audience member. Take a lesson from her, all right?
Yes. We want more of that.
Yeah. All Please. We found out is we found out one person who's not emceeing our wedding. Let's go through the rest. And I got recognised at the wedding.
Did you?
Yeah, right? Sick.
Humble brag.
It was beautiful. It was like a 2-day event over the long weekend.
Sorry, so the wedding you? Wasn't someone like in your family being like, oh, there's Tim. That's like it was strangers, right? Like,
yeah. Or okay. It was my aunt going, oh, yeah. Clarky. I don't know why she called me Clarky. Everyone turned their head around.
Your auntie only recognised you from your comedy. She's never met you.
She's just a fan.
Yeah.
Had you met someone on day one and then on day two they were like, Tim! And you were like, oh, hello.
Kinda, yeah. I got introduced to someone who had seen our Chimp Cop show last year. And they were a big fan. They asked for a photo.
Aww.
That's real
sweet. You've made it.
Yeah.
That's fame, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought there would be more money attached to it.
You spend forever chasing the dream and then it's just one person who wants a photo.
At a wedding in Lismore.
I've
great.
Wasted my life.
Yeah. It was great.
Did they like the show? Or were they getting
I
a
hope
photo?
So. Otherwise a photo that photo's like... very mean.
They roast you online.
Yeah. They wrote, hello, I'm not funny. afterwards.
Pat, MC, anything?
Probably, anything. Like, the only thing I can think of, it wasn't an MC gig, but the only thing I can think of recently that I did a corporate gig in Adelaide during the Fringe.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And it was for CEOs of local councils around the city of Adelaide. Oh. And it was a lunch, and they wanted me to do 30 minutes while they ate lunch to 20 people. And when I got there on the day, they said, oh, we've had a couple of dropouts, so it was 13. And so I just had to talk while they ate lunch for half an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God.
And like, and so what happened was they said, do you want a microphone? And I was like, look, I don't need one, but like stand-up looks weird without a microphone.
Yeah.
So like imagine it's just like a long table. They look like, you know, the supervillains in like a superhero film all sit around one table. Right. They look like that, right?
I mean,
so it was a long table.
They were.
Yeah. And I was just like standing a foot from the end of the table just talking into a microphone. And after like, this is how little control I had of this gig, like 10 seconds in, someone just puts up their hand and just goes, you don't need the microphone. Oh. Brutal.
I feel like you probably just should have sat at the table and been like, listen, guys.
Let's just have a chat. Let's just have a chat.
Yeah. What a heckle. Can this be quieter?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was tough.
How was that?
Yeah, I was going to say, but
how was that fabric?
All I will say is that local councils have far too much money.
Okay.
they have less of it now, but they have far too much money.
Local councils, but CEOs. So the local councils invited businesses and stuff.
No, they were like the CEOs of councils. So they weren't the mayor, but they were like the CEO of a council. Yeah. And I made a crack. This is the other thing. I lost them very early because I made a crack about how it was actually International Women's Day. And I made a joke.
And they got you. They got you to do it.
They got me to do the gig, right? Bad move.
Gay man, woman, basically the same thing.
Yeah. And so I made a crack about how it wasn't a surprise that I was there, given that when I look around the room, there was only one female CEO in this room. Things got very tense. And then she just said, yeah, read the room. And I was like, ouch.
Oh my goodness.
And then she, I don't know, I thought I was being quite lighthearted, but she must have taken offense because I swear to God, she just scowled through the next half hour of my life. She hated me so much.
That's so interesting. What I wonder.
I didn't think it was interesting.
I thought it was
sad.
Going through her mind.
Emily is sweating dopamine right now. It's coming out.
It's so bad. The other thing is, and I think this is why I'm literally, if you licked my face, you would get drunk. That's how I feel right now, right? But
this is why you come to live shows.
Yeah. Hey!
One lucky winner gets to lick Emily's face.
Any takers? The thing is, I drank so much champagne. Like, I reckon I had, like...
Did you at least put the splash of orange juice in it
so it felt
better?
Just, well, I guess it wasn't champagne, it was sparkling wine, let's be honest. But yeah, I drank so many glasses of sparkling wine, but because I think I was doing, like, a duty, I just didn't feel drunk. And then all of a sudden, this morning, I'm like, no, you must have been drunk because you are now alcohol.
You just 100% are
alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So
we live and learn.
I feel like that's the thing.
That was the title of your stand-up show, wasn't it? 100% alcohol?
Yeah. And it's just every audience member gets to just lick a part of my body.
Fuck.
Come to my show next year, guys. It's going to be a ripper.
That is a five-star show.
That's what the audience participation warning is for.
Oh, and boy, oh boy, is it there.
Some people just ask questions. You're like, no, you're going to lick my pits.
Yeah. It's more like a performance.
Some audience member
at
the back
piece.
Of us going, fuck, I got the elbow. Damn it. I wanted the face. I'm a weirdo. This is my character. It's not me anymore. All right, I'm back to Tim now.
But even Tim's a bit of a shtick, wouldn't you say, Tim?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just develop a stage persona and it takes over your life. It's fine. Do it. Try it. It's fine. Never get back to having real friends outside of comedy. Useless they are. If you're not doing comedy, you're wasting your life. Comedy advice.
Wait, was that Tim or was that the character?
One and the same now.
Just want to point out that some of my non-comedy friends are in this audience today.
Well... You heard me.
Also, there are regular punters here. It's not just comedy.
Again, you heard me. I don't know how many times I have to repeat it.
All right, well, fine. Comedy is life.
What a festival.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing. We are well and truly in the home stretch of festival now, aren't we?
One more week,
please.
Baby.
Please make that be true. I think it is true. And you guys have both been performing throughout.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How's that been for you all?
Great.
Yeah.
Let's do a highlight and a low light. Why not?
Do you want my low light?
Yeah. Really? I'd be really surprised if it has anything to do with your body and its health.
My low light's been being in hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was my low light.
That does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. My highlight so far was getting out of hospital.
So nothing comedy related.
Nah, fuck it.
I think she's out, Tim. I think she's out. She doesn't think comedy's life.
No, life is life for me at the moment.
Yeah, fair.
That's about it. But, I mean...
Is this the first episode back since we're talking about you being in the hospital?
Nah.
Many a episode.
Oh, okay.
I've literally done nothing else in my life so far, because we normally bring stories of what we've done during the weeks and things like that, and then, you know, have a bit of banter. Mm. But I've done nothing. I've been in the hospital and then I've been recovering.
Did you do an episode from hospital? That would have been cool.
Oh, man, that would have been so good.
All right.
Can you
I'm
going to
go back in the hospital and then, okay.
That would have been so
Although good. I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast, but as I was going into the operating theatre, one of the doctors said, oh, do you have any comedy festival recommendations for me? And I had to be like, yeah, I do a podcast. You can go see this. I did not mention either of your shows because I forgot you both existed. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I also think that maybe that doctor should become friends with you because obviously comedy has lifed him.
Yeah.
He's crushed that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you need surgery? Before that, though, because as you know, comedy is life.
He also said... Oh,
what are you, a surgeon? Fuck off.
I'm not...
Get I'm a not real gonna, profession.
I won't name the comedian that he said, but he's like, oh, as long as it's not this particular comedian, because God, I hate him. And it definitely was one of my favourite comedians that he just decided to bag out
I reckon.
No, it's a very famous Australian comedian who I love.
We've got
very much.
Like three guesses.
Go for it. Go for a guess. Who is it?
Will Anderson.
Done.
Bigger?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Who hates Wando?
Yeah, I know. Well, one particular doctor at St Vincent's Private Hospital. Really hates him. Well,
probably hates him because he's always in there getting his hips realigned.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, fuck, take it up one more time.
Yeah. He didn't know about that. He said a couple of things and I was like, you know, he has like osteoarthritis and that's probably why a lot of the things that you're saying are true. And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. I just thought he was a drug addict.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that too.
Yeah.
But still.
But there's reasons for it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
It was. Yeah, he likes getting high. That's the reason.
Yeah. I mean, don't we all? Do we?
It's going to be great when you bleep his name.
Oh, I will be. I'm editing that bit out.
I vote keep it in.
Yeah. Nah, I want him to do the podcast.
Nah, fair call.
I reckon a live episode in a hospital would be great.
Sick, yeah.
I've been there enough. I know enough of the nurses now. I could probably...
Live episodes have bad audio usually, but it'll be even worse having a beep.
Beep. Like, yeah.
Can we isolate that track? Unplug it.
No!
Tim, highlight, lowlight, festival, while you take a drink?
Highlight, we sold out.
Hell
sold
yes.
Out on Friday. Yeah, beautiful. Yes.
Chimp Cop.
A mate of mine, I'll say his name, Ben Squires, he tried to come see him. He's from Sydney, and he couldn't get in. He was a pass holder, got rejected, and so he wanted to see something, and he went to go see another show at Trades at 7:30, not yours,
mm-hmm.
Some improv show, and I felt so bad for it afterwards, I bought him beers all night.
Wow.
Because he fucking hated that show. He was like, this is not for... I think it was the Harry Potter one, and he's never read the books, apparently.
That would have been pretty
hard.
He
was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Why didn't he go to M's show? Same time?
I think it was like 7:35, so he had to just rush into the next thing over.
Maybe he hates me. I'm fine with that as well.
Yeah. Well, you lived in Sydney. You know Squires.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I think that's probably...
The beef runs, you know,
yeah. I mean, I had to leave the city
I didn't get into your show last year as a pass holder. I went there with...
She didn't even try.
I didn't
try. That's why she didn't get in.
But I didn't get in. No, I tried to get into your show last year, and I was with a group of four people... And there was one seat left, and one particular person just went, all right, I'm going. And just we didn't even get to vote on it who was going to go. That person just went, me, and that was it.
Wow.
Will Anderson.
It was a previous guest of this show, but, you know, do you want me to...
It was me. I was like, oh, no!
For those of you that aren't familiar, I imagine none of you aren't familiar, but... Tim is in Chimp Cop, which is...
I thought you were going to say, Will Anderson.
Let me take you back to the Glass House.
Yeah. which is a sketch comedy group slash show.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about the Glass House.
Crin's made it real big in sketch comedy, yeah. No, sketch comedy group, one of the best sketch comedy group in Melbourne, Chimp Cop.
Really commit to it, I think.
Yeah, the best. The only? The best.
Hey, it's still good. Still number one. List of one is still a list, baby.
No, it's all right. Your shows have successfully been my favourite shows during the festival for like 4 years in a row. So
thank you very much.
I haven't seen this year's one. I don't know. Maybe it sucks.
Yeah, we took a turn.
Yeah.
we've tried to pivot away from comedy into just shit. And hey. Reviews are in. Successful.
Do not take my shtick. Fuck off. That's my stuff.
Speaking of reviews, there hasn't been any really crazy bad reviews this year. All right, well, that's one of the favourite parts of Comedy Festival, seeing really bad reviews popping up.
As in, you mean like reviews that don't reflect what the show actually is?
Or just like really brutal takedowns?
Oh, I've seen a couple.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't Googled enough. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, I was in hospital. I had nothing else to do. I just read reviews. It was depressing, to be honest. Don't read reviews if you...
Yeah, I don't get the appeal of just sitting around reading them. Because, like, Australia doesn't really have a culture of criticism. So, like, if you're the comedy critic for, like, the New York Times or the Guardian, then you've spent the best part of your professional life, like, studying and watching that as an art form, and I sort of respect your opinion. Yeah. But, like, Australia doesn't have that culture. So, like, it's hard to read reviews that appear in from major newspapers here and think, like, oh, yeah, well, this person...
Yeah, because normally they're doing the real estate observer. Section.
Yeah, so, like...
They're not critics, they're just writers.
Yeah, like we have a few people who you might respect in terms of like literary criticism, and like David Stratton, obviously, for movies, is like a professional movie
I would love
critic
David Stratton to come to comedy and
I don't think he'd enjoy it.
No, absolutely. He would hate it.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. But yeah, so I just can't...
Margaret might like it.
Well, right. That's because Margaret likes everything.
She's, I know. She's the best
we
reviewer.
We want Margaret. That's what we want.
She'd be the sort of audience member you'd have to tell to calm down, I reckon.
Oh, well. Well,
any Australian comedian should give 4 stars immediately.
Yeah. Got to support the local talent.
Say something about how the show was vital. Whatever.
They're all Barry nominees in our hearts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love. What about you, Pat? Have you had any highlights or lowlights? Let's go with a lowlight. Nah.
I was trying to think. I can't think of anything that's gone like really badly.
Yeah.
But like highlight, yeah. Like I had a sold out show, like Tim, and that's great. Like that, yeah. That feels good. Maybe the lowlight actually was probably that. Like I had a Saturday night that was sold out, and I was like, oh yeah, this is great. Like, you know, like. Hopefully this like builds to something else, and the next night I just performed to 5 people who weren't really into the show at all.
But you know, like, it wasn't dreadful. Comedy,
yeah, it wasn't dreadful. Lows. Like 2 of them liked it; the other 3 were just narcs.
3 big polar bear fans, just really disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat's show is called Politics and Polar Bears. There will be no polar bears.
Yeah,
they just for everyone.
Those 3 were members of the furry community, and they were like, "We have been misled."
You are on your poster in a polar bear costume.
I am. Yeah, yeah.
So if you don't read the title of it, maybe.
Yeah.
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 Have you had many probably fairies? Wouldn't.
No, but I did do an interview on Joy, and someone bothered to text in to great. Say, like, to say, and I look, I'm not, like, particularly deep within the gay Illuminati, but, like...
But they do exist.
I'm aware.
You are there.
I'm aware, right?
Literati.
Yeah, yeah. I'm aware that there are, like, bears, that is a thing, right? And furries are a thing, but somebody... one clap for bears.
I don't think it was a clap. Someone was just trying to get their hand out of a honeypot.
But then someone texted in to say specifically that polar bears are a thing in the gay
really?
Community. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't. I don't know.
I was going to say
only the gay Illuminati knows.
Yeah,
we may never know.
They said like, watch out, like we'll be at your show, and I was like, oh, I'm scared.
I wonder what it means.
Okay,
we've got a text.
This
from
is
a fairy.
Dark. This, yeah. is, this is a dark term, but it feels like a white supremacist thing. That is what it feels like. Yeah. A polar bear.
It definitely, must mean white, right? It must just mean yeah, like a white bear, surely.
Yes.
What's a bear?
Does that mean there are black
like
bears?
Like a big.
Maybe it means like a fat like a gay dude. Man who eats
oh,
seals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or yeah, just like any gay man who's endangered.
I was gonna that's what, the losing ice, right? At, you know, endangered bears.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, we've solved comedy.
Solved that mystery.
I'm so confused now. But I thought I'd had it because there's bears and there's like cubs and there's otters and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, okay, I kind of get this. Now you've thrown me.
Yeah.
Not well, that I was thrown. I mean, it's not my world. I don't need to know. You should know.
It's not mine either.
Thought you all had to know.
They scare me.
All of you.
Speaking of things that scare you.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Fuck.
The one pre-planned bit of the show.
Don't do that again.
Emily hates it when people boo her.
It's not untrue. I had a show, speaking of highlights and lowlights, I had a show that I did on a Friday, and it was like the rowdiest show I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah.
There was like, I mean, it was full. It was absolutely packed. And and there was a bunch of people, and they were all so into the show, and it was so wonderful to like have that vibe. But there was a woman up the back that every single sentence I'd say, she'd be like, uh-huh. Wow. Yes. Me too. Wow. And like, honestly, it was like a ghost was in the back of the room because I couldn't see her. She was right at the back and she was just shouting this shit like intermittently throughout. And like all of the cadences of my sentences were just fucked because I'd be like, and so I work at a shoe store, and she'd be like, yes. And I'd be like, okay, cool. And just throughout the whole show. And I was like, it got to a point where I was like, I love your enthusiasm so very much. Like, I really do, but I need you to shut the fuck up. Please, like, I need to get on with the show. Like, it was like maybe 10 minutes to the end of my show, and I was like, look, we've had a great journey. You've really been, like, a lovely commentator throughout the whole thing, but I just need you to just stop now, please. Because it's quite distracting.
Was she drunk or was she just really enthusiastic?
Look, I don't know. I didn't breath test her, okay. But
no.
If I had her, I think she probably... No, look, I wouldn't, I don't know.
Did you jump in the crowd and start licking her face going, yes. Nah, she's clean.
Yeah.
Just like... enthusiastic.
No, because I was going to say, because I run a, or help run a late night show that is in this room at like 10:30 on a weekend.
Mm.
And there was a woman last night who was in the second row and was very, very drunk and just yelling out and wanting to be involved in every single thing. But once again, to a distraction point, not cool. And one of the comics was about to launch into a bit and she started to... act up. Started yelling shit at him and he just went, okay, bye, put his thing in the bin and just had a tantrum and walked off the stage. Professional comedian.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Will Anderson.
I just think sometimes I really love when an audience is like super engaged, like a single clap, love that. love that so much. Or just like...
There could just be mosquitoes in here and so we're trying to get rid of them.
The other thing that I love is sometimes there'll be... So I had another show where there was a guy in the third row and his laugh was literally just, ha! So like everyone else would be laughing like, you know, laughter. Yeah. You've heard of it. And
try it sometime. Yeah.
and then this one guy would just be like, ha! Throughout the show. And it was making my day. Like,
you were into it?
Loved it. Literally, okay. Maybe the best thing that happened to me that day.
Great.
We had a last night in our show, it was great audience. We had two old people dead center, front row.
Yeah, love that.
We none of us knew who they were, but they were in their 70s, they looked like really old. And, and that was the first thing we said in the show, just like, I can pick your age.
Yeah.
You look in your 70s, get out.
Yeah.
I'll have your house one day.
They were like, stand-up was on the bucket list. Tick.
And, like, a minute in, one of them fell asleep.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh,
just, like, dozed off straight away.
And it was the dude, right?
No.
Fuck.
Wow, sexist.
Yeah.
Women can sleep too. It's 2019.
No, we don't have time, Tim.
She fell asleep like a minute in, and then there's a song at the start, which is the loudest part of our show.
Right.
And she slept through that and then just woke up when we were talking on stage.
Wow.
In a sketch where I play Hitler. So it's a weird thing to fall asleep and wake up to.
That would have been so confusing for her. Yeah. She would have woken up and be like, where am I? What am I doing? Oh, my God. Like, that is not...
I love it.
I'm bad at maths, but no, I'm not even going to go there.
Were you trying to calculate her age in relation to World War II?
sorry. Again, someone lick my face, please.
Again, 70s was an estimate. I didn't ask.
She's having flashbacks while she's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
that did happen to me once. I did, like, genuinely.
Hitler. Played Hitler?
No. I did a gig in Adelaide a couple of years ago, and there were these gigs
Pat's
that were happening.
From Adelaide, at, like, yeah, I just yeah, want to point. He doesn't just during, go do gigs.
Yeah, during the Fringe, right? They were doing these gigs at, like an independent cinema at, like, 11 in the morning. And so they're filled with, like, old people who aren't going to go to a Fringe show, but they will go to this. And I used to have this joke that was about how one year the Holocaust Museum in Germany made a huge mistake because it was a really hot summer. The lines were really long. Oh. And they put, like, misters outside to just spray water on people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so it was horrendous. And the jokes that I was telling were quite, like, gentle about it. But, like, I referenced Zyklon B, which is the gas, and this old woman in the front row just went, oh, no, and then just turned around. And, like, everyone stopped. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck, these people have lived through this. I've made a terrible mistake. And then just moved on to material about Michelle's patisserie.
Got him back with that pastry, baby.
They're way more into that. That's where they have coffee every day.
Well, no, see, that was the other problem. My bit is about how bad Michelle's patisserie is, so I lost the rest of them. Yeah.
Adelaide, so you got to be careful, bakery, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you got to be careful. You know, some of these old people, they're like, "Oh, Nazis, we lived through it." Oh. It was ages ago. Get a grip.
Get over it. Fuck. All right, but like, I was thinking about really bad laughing in shows and stuff like that because you were telling me that because I came and saw your show the other night, and you heard my laugh.
Yes.
And you were actually happy about it, which I think is the first time that anyone has ever been happy to hear my laugh.
No, that was good because I was like, oh, Vicky's here. Yeah.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, I know. Here, you wouldn't have.
One day.
Just getting it all the time, Timmy boy.
I have to make a joke about napalm or something. Laugh.
Just get political. I'll laugh.
It's funny, though, like slightly tangential, bad laughs. I was at a student theatre show a while ago. I've seen enough student theatre for one lifetime, right? And I was sitting there and there was this dude behind us and this play was so derivative. It was so bad. But there was this dude behind us who was fucking loving it and he had this really deep laugh and he would do this thing where he would go, and then repeat. It was like the count, right? And then he would like repeat the word that had made him laugh in the sentence or whatever. So I vividly remember him just being like, coriander. So good. Shut the fuck up.
I want to see this play now.
Oh, I can't even remember, but it was just like basically one big, you know, like that trope, like hell is bureaucracy, basically, like the good place. Like it was just that.
Sure.
And everyone was treating it like it was groundbreaking, and I was the only person there who was just like, this is shit. It's just students who think they know. Like, it's most people don't have opinions that are actually important or haven't been thought of before. And like students are the worst for having a complete lack of self-awareness about that.
That's all right. I went to uni and I agree.
Yeah.
Are the soles of your feet clean after standing on that soapbox for so long?
But I don't, like, that's why, like, when I do comedy, like, I do a lot of political comedy, but I don't think anything I say is important or matters, you know? Like, I'm not trying to change the world, because very little art changes the world.
Man, you're changing the world. Have you seen how many Michelle's patisseries are out of business?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Millennials are ruining Michelle's patisseries.
Yeah, they keep sending me a cease and desist letter. Like, stop doing that bit.
But you write for, like, an ABC TV show that actually, you know, some people listen to.
But we're not trying to change the world. Like, we're just trying to be funny. Yeah. Like, there was that great... I was reminded recently...
Pat writes for the McAuliffe.
I was reminded...
Sean?
No, his brother, Gary. he's just got a podcast. Yeah. I was reminded...
mad as heck.
Yeah. I was reminded, though, of this great Kurt Vonnegut quote, right, in the context of, like, comedy.
Fucking hell.
And I don't love Vonnegut, right, but he's got this great quote about the Vietnam War where he said every artist was against the Vietnam War and it had the impact of a custard pie falling from a stepladder. And that's, like, very much how I feel about, like, important comedy. Like, when people write comedy, they think we'll change the world. I'm like, no, it won't. So I walked past a protest before about getting refugees off, like... offshore detention, and I just really wanted to yell, this will do nothing.
Wow.
This is going to show my ignorance about that quote and who said it, but what's the Vietnam War?
Look, I don't really know. I just liked the quote.
I also like custard pies, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's a shame they're on the floor now.
Yeah, it's a real shame.
And from good one at Michelle's.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Fuck, back to Michelle's. Have you guys seen any shows that you've absolutely loved this festival?
I absolutely loved. I saw Demi Lardner last night and absolutely loved it. Like, yep. Lost it the whole way through.
Love that.
And I also would say I saw Lewis Garnham's show, and the whole way through was just like gritting my teeth, being like, "Fuck, this is quite good, isn't it?" You know, like it was very well written.
He's younger than me. He's better than me. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. It's interesting when you see. I've been trying to see like a bunch of not stand up stuff because I think that you can get so in your head about it. And
but
sometimes
also you hate stand up.
Yeah.
We've all seen this show, we know.
Yeah, I'm pushing boundaries.
Seriously, I've tried to get her to watch like comedy specials and stuff like that on Netflix and she just refuses.
I'm a bit like that actually. I don't really love watching.
We see it all the bloody time.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not into it because I watch so much of it in my life. I'd rather like watch Geordie Shore.
Fucking hell. Oh my God.
You could have picked anything else. Yep.
No, but this is the problem. She doesn't pick anything else. She watches Geordie Shore.
Yeah. I've actually also started watching this new reality show because you guys love this, actually. It's called Game of Clones. And basically,
I'm so offended by you starting that with, you're going to love this.
I mean,
Game of Clones.
You'll like this because it's so bad, right? It's a show where.
You don't know me at all.
What do you mean?
No, keep going.
Like, you'll like it because it's so bad. Mm-hmm. This is like The Wedding. It's either going to be horrible or you'll have a great time. Okay. Like, this is where we're at.
Right. I'm taking a pretty educated guess off the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Forget it.
I want to know what the hell it is.
Game of Clones.
Defend your shit TV show that you love.
Yeah. No part of me is defending this. I just think it's very funny conceptually.
Okay.
So basically, Vonnegut. No, I'm just kidding.
you can't even get the name.
No, I can't even say it right. What is it? How do you say it?
Vonnegut, did you
Vonnegut,
say?
Vonnegut, yeah, but
that's
I just said
Vonnegut. No, that's still wrong. Kurt Vonnegut. He was in Back to School.
Yeah. I regret this immediately. Basically, Game of Clones is a show where they get MTV celebrities that are single to date clones of their celebrity crush. So let's say you say my celebrity crush is The
in
Rock.
My head there's like a lot of science and they're actually cloning these people.
What they do is if you say your crush is The Rock, they'll be like, all right, they search America for The Rock, looking like people that look like The Rock or could look like The Rock.
Jesus,
and then they
Christ.
Like will shave their hair and like put them in The Rock clothes, and then you'll date seven of The Rock. You guys are loving this. Yes.
Yes.
I knew there would be someone. So, yeah, that's what they do. So they make them all look like Jennifer Lawrence or like
Gigi Hadid. Wait, how many people?
Seven.
They date seven people that look the same?
Yes, but like...
Why?
Yes, because it's the premise that they're like, well, what if everyone looks like your celebrity crush? Then you have to judge them based on personality.
Oh, my God.
So, wait, hang on. So if I go on this show, and my celebrity crush is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
I've dated seven Dwaynes.
Lookalikes, yes.
Seven. All right.
Like
a regular Game of Clones. Oh, now I get it.
Look, okay, so it's obviously like a...
Seven's an insane number.
I'm going, that's too much of The Rock. Would that affect...
Then you have to get seven Stone Cold Steve Austin to face them.
And would that affect how the Earth sits on its axis? Like, that's too much Rock.
So do they...
Or just get a couple of pebbles.
Yeah.
You know, because Rock's... Yeah.
Do they do group dates? So is there one person going on a date with seven
Rocks?
It's not
really a date. It's dumb. Like, they just stand there and
I know it's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got that.
Yeah. The point is, I'd much rather watch that than stand up. Fucking hell!
Look,
thank you! One single clap!
Yeah.
From your girlfriend, Timothy Clark, who I've seen you do stand up.
Yeah, she's imagining watching my show versus seven Rocks.
Sorry, I assume that she would be dating seven Timothy Clarks, surely.
Of course, yeah.
Surely. Because you're a celebrity crush, you know, you got
seven
recognized.
Guys who look like me. Yeah, just go to any open mic. You'll be fine.
Who would you want to date seven of, Emily?
Probably my boyfriend.
He's not here.
It's fine. I'll still defend his honour.
Pat, who would you date seven of?
Well, see, this is, like, I'm probably the wrong person to ask, but I'm going to say, like, 1950s Israeli nuclear whistleblower Mordecai Vanunu.
Ooh.
Fuck, now I have to change my answer.
Yeah. Just always been a hero of mine. Got him tattooed on my back.
Great.
Basically just a bald man with glasses.
Perfect. Tim?
Mine was also Em's boyfriend.
Yeah, he is lovely.
He is lovely. He'll make me seven sandwiches.
Em's boyfriend, you should know, is flying for Em's show every night and going to Em's show every night.
Yeah, one might say that's too much Em.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not him. He wouldn't say that. In fact, I refuse to let him come today because maybe he would say that.
Far out.
It's a lot. It is a lot. But I really value and respect him for doing that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good on him.
It's been a...
And what about the other six? There's Bashful, Doc, Sneezing.
Great.
It has been a roller coaster of a festival, has it not? Yes.
Yeah, it's been good.
That was a good question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a roller coaster in that it's been very fun.
And at the end of it, I'm basically back where I started in a career sense.
And I've thrown up twice.
Yeah.
Highlights, I've, like yourself, been trying to get out from not seeing just straight stand-up. Mm. In terms of straight stand-up, Greg Larson, who I've seen, is very, very good. Oh, my God.
Hello.
I saw.
Is that The Rock calling?
I saw Poopy Tum Tum last night.
What the fuck?
It's a bad name for a show.
And you're in a show called Chimp Cop.
I know. Well, ours at least makes sense. It's about a chimp as a cop. This one, it's at the Butterfly Club. It's very, very good. Would recommend.
What is it about?
It's like sketch dance stuff at the Butterfly Club.
I
it's good.
Love sketch dance stuff.
Yeah.
Love that. Sketch and dance, my two favourite things. I would watch that over Game of Clones. There you go.
Wow.
That's it.
I think we're all still obsessed a little bit with understanding what the fuck Game of Clones is.
I've been sitting here trying to think of who I would want to date seven of and count.
Well, no, it's not, it's not their personality though. It's just their looks.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's judging celebrities on her looks.
Yeah.
How easy is that?
Yeah.
Why seven? Just have two or three at most.
Yeah, three would be fine.
Yeah.
It's because they have rounds, so clones get eliminated and then...
Of course they do.
And then you're left with a single clone.
Oh, and,
and the last clone has to have their DNA altered.
Yes. So they will permanently... The craziest thing, though, as well...
Like, imagine being the sixth best William H. Mason.
The other crazy thing is because they
William
get,
G. Macy.
Because they get makeovers, they actually, like, when you... Because you see them before they've got a makeover and then you see them after they've got the clone makeover, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time they look so different to what they look like in the...
Actually, sorry, that's a good... What is the incentive for these people
to get it's crazy.
Remodeled
to look
like The Rock?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure.
What's the incentive of looking like The Rock?
Well,
wouldn't know that.
There are so many other celebrities who people would have weird crushes on who you would not want.
Do you know some of the others, or is The Rock the only one you've seen?
Gigi Hadid was one of them.
Who?
She's a supermodel.
Okay.
But then see, how much longer do they look like this person?
But that's the thing. As soon as... I would assume not.
Not plastic surgery involved in
this. No, it's just like they dye their hair and they put them in a certain dress like that they would never wear, or like put them in like weird chains and stuff that they would never wear, right?
Chains.
Yeah, one of them had... Anyway, it's...
My celebrity crush is a bike.
It's crazy because after you'd get picked, you'd be like, okay, cool, well, I'm actually a brunette and I like to wear track pants. And they'd be like, what? So it's kind of...
If that's the deal breaker in your relationship, you finally discovered that this person... Yeah, I really like this person's personality. Maybe they're the love of my life, but fuck, you wear tracksuit pants. Fuck off.
But that's the whole point. These people are MTV celebrities and they will be like that. They will be like, oh, no, I don't want that.
I hate everything about this.
Yeah. You know what I don't hate? This goddamn podcast.
Oh yes.
It is almost time for us to wrap it up.
It is.
Do you have one final thing you'd like to tell this beautiful crowd tonight, today? Today, tonight. Is that trademarked? I don't know.
They're not on air anymore. I think we can use
it. If I have to say one thing, it's can someone please bring Em a tall glass of water? He is absolutely fanging for some hydration.
And maybe a Barocca or something.
Yeah. I would love a Hydralyte.
Yeah. I've probably got some in my bag from the hospital. They gave me a lot of them.
I mean, you know what I'm doing after the show? Smashing some Hydralyte.
thank you very much for coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you going to do our job?
Yeah.
Is that all you want to say? Thanks for coming out.
Like, favourite, subscribe. Come see my show, Just yeah. Doing It, at Trades Hall, 7:30 p.m. Shout out to Bodes, my boyfriend. And also now I'm Vicky. Beep, beep, I'm in hospital. Thanks, Pat, as well, for coming down. Go check out his show, Polar Bears. I love to fuck them. It's at the Chinese Museum at 9:30, right?
No.
Well, is that the Chinese Museum?
Yeah. No. The Greek Centre.
Well, Greek Centre, 9:30?
8:15.
Greek Centre, 8:30. He's got a fucking polar bear.
8:15 again, 8:15.
And 7:15 today.
And please come back to Comedy Bing Bang, this podcast. We're doing every Saturday, 1:30 p.m.
1:38 on the third Saturday, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Half price tickets, if you say. Please give me half price tickets. I've been Vicky Hanlon, and I've also been Emily Tresidder. And as we always say at the end of this podcast, hey, thanks for giving it a spin. See you on the other side.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. You guys are both legends. Do like, subscribe.
Sorry, he just did your job.
I'm done. Cut this out. I can say Will Anderson all I want. You've got to cut this out.
Thanks so much for coming, guys. You've been great. Thank you so much.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.